A marble statuette of the goddess Cybele. Roman, 1st or 2nd century CE. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 176.91. Small but sturdy, the goddess Cybele sits comfortably on her throne. It is a sharp-edged and solid-looking, high-backed throne, about the size of an upended shoebox. The statuette is constructed entirely of white, fine-grained marble, which is worn and stained in places. The connection between the throne and the goddess makes it apparent that the statuette was carved from a single block of marble. Seated and facing straight ahead towards the viewer, Cybele's face is oval-shaped and has plump, fleshy cheeks, a broad, flat nose, and large, round eyes framed by prominent eyebrows. Her mouth is small and straight, with deep indentations at its corners, giving the goddess a stern expression. Cybele wears a mural crown, a crown designed to resemble a city's walls or towers. Yet her crown, taller than it is wide, more closely resembles a pillbox hat. There are traces of red paint on her headdress. From it, a veil drapes over the back of her hair and down the seat of the throne. A few strands of long wavy hair fall onto her shoulders and down to her breasts. She is wearing a sleeveless robe with a low-cut front that is tied below her breasts. Her belly button is clearly depicted through her robes, indicating the sheer nature of the fabric. The fabric pools in her lap and drapes down her legs, sliding down her left knee and falling by her feet. Her ankles are exposed and her feet rest upon a small plinth, which is similar in height to a matchbox. Sitting on the arm of the throne to Cybele's left is a lion, the size of a lapdog, looking up towards Cybele's face, with his right paw resting tenderly upon her thigh. In Greek myth, these lions were often considered to be ferocious guardians, but here it is reduced to a tame companion, empathizing with and comforting Cybele, the goddess of wild nature. Her left elbow rests at chest height upon the lion's head, allowing her left hand to extend upwards to her hair. These fingers are curled into her palm, while her index finger rests upon her temple. It is thought that such a pose, especially when Cybele is seated upon a throne, is symbolic of mourning. Her right hand is outstretched, holding a shallow libation bowl known as a patera, which is the size of a small coin. The back and sides of the throne lack detail, and the underside and edges of the statue base are rough and unworked. This suggests that the sculpture was designed to be placed in a niche in a wall.